Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe. And Brian, let's break down the first preseason game here at Gillette Stadium. The fans came for a lot of touchdowns. They didn't get it tonight. Kind of slower, more of a defensive battle.
Patriots Saints, Brady Breeze, you figure out this would be in the 30s, 40s, 7-6, one touchdown. Brian Hoyer, Britt Davis. Not a thing of beauty, but the Patriots are 1-0 in the preseason, for whatever that's worth.
Right. Well, let's start on the offense. Did you think there was enough strength from what we saw tonight on the offense to protect Tom Brady?
Well, not really. I mean, this was a makeshift offensive line. They struggled. There were a few holding calls. Brady got knocked around a bit, especially when he fumbled. That was not a great play. You don't want to see that happen in the preseason. So this was not a smooth performance for the Patriots offense. I'm sure no one is happy. It didn't seem like Tom Brady was happy. You know, Brian Hoyer showed a little bit. Ryan Mallett showed a little bit in a couple of tough situations. But still, a lot still to be desired on the offense. Ultimately, I'm not too worried about the offense. I think that the offense and Tom Brady will be where they need to be by September 9th. But tonight was not a real masterpiece by any means on the offense.
Right, absolutely, I agree. Well, defensively, though, I think that we saw a stellar defensive performance by far. We had a lot of great guys, even some rookies making some great plays, and I think that it was more of an impressive defensive game out here tonight as opposed to the offense.
No question about it. And you know, both safeties had interceptions. There were a few plays, you know, defensive linemen, Trevor Scott, Marcus Harrison, who came up with forced fumbles. The Saints recovered, but there were some nice plays by the defensive line. I thought from beginning to end, you know, from the front to the back of the defense, it was a solid performance. Some of that was against second and third stringers on the Saints, but there's a lot to take from that. You know, they held the team to no touchdowns. I mean, that's pretty good when it comes down to it. A few players for sure came up big, Chandler Jones among them, and I think there's a lot the defense can take with it from this game.
Right, and I think this is the first time we've really gotten a clear, you know, view of the defense. All their training camp's kind of been a little bit of a gray area, so
right.
That was a good display.
Absolutely.
But some bad news on the injury side.
Yeah, it looks like Dane Fletcher had a serious injury. Reports during the game, nothing official yet, reports are a torn ACL, and that would probably cost him the full season. Nothing official yet, and we'll see as the days go on what it was, but very early in the game. And I'll tell you what, Dane Fletcher looked like he was going to have a real role on this team. He started defensively tonight, and he started on the opening kickoff team, which I think is important as well. That would be a tough hit for him personally, and I think he would provide a lot of depth to the linebacking corps.
Absolutely. Well, definitely a lot of points to take away from the first preseason game, but we will have you covered right here on Toyota's Patriots Today. We'll see you next time.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.